prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply,
it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, it's Friday, and I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Lisa Profumo after being off last week because we attended the Anti-Aging World Congress in Las Vegas. How are you doing, Lisa?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Did you have fun last week?
I did. It was fun. It was work, both combined, so yes.
We did work long hours. We saw a lot of people. We met a lot of new people. We saw some really interesting science, and we also saw what I think is some of the wrong science when it comes to anti-aging. We'll talk about that later.
Okay.
But we did have a good time. Las Vegas is always fun, even when it's cold. It was cold in Vegas when we were there.
Yeah, I mean, sort of. It was in the 50s and 60s. It's a lot better than here. It's in the 20s here today.
But it got down into the 40s some nights when we were in Vegas. So I guess people don't realize the desert does get cold in the wintertime.
I was shocked at the amount of homeless people there were in Las Vegas.
Well, as you point out, the weather in the winter, you know, 50s and 60s in the daytime and 40s at night is still tolerable for somebody who's homeless instead of being someplace that's really, really cold. You probably don't see many homeless people in Montana, where it gets to 15 degrees below zero every night for like months.
Right. Yes. So one of the lectures that we sat in on was about the mitochondria and you put a post up about it on Facebook.
Right.
And so it had a few people ask some questions about it. And Jordan France asked a question and you never answered it. So I told him I would ask you on the air.
Oh, yeah.
Today.
I'm sorry.
He said, C60 is new to me. Did you talk about this and can you refer me to an episode number?
So we've talked about C60 numerous times, but not any specific show. We talked about it with Adele Moussa, I believe. We did a specific discussion about it within the show about antioxidants that we did many, many, probably 2-3 years ago on when we used to do the Subversity Science Roundup.
What is C60?
C60 is the most bioavailable, most universal, and it recycles itself antioxidant. So it's thought of as, so you know how people say glutathione is the master antioxidant?
Mm-hmm.
Well, glutathione may be the master antioxidant naturally occurring in the body, but C60 is the big kahuna of all antioxidants. It is the top of the antioxidant food chain.
Is it available in supplement form?
It's illegal to take. It can only be purchased as a research chemical because like everything else, the FDA tries to control. You can buy it online if you promise not to take it. Wink, wink. And it's really amazing stuff. In fact,
is it taken orally?
Yeah, it's in a suspension in olive oil. And the companies that sell it, so there was a study done on C60. It was done in rodents. And they had to end the study and sacrifice some of the rodents because they lived. Like in other words, I don't know what the average lifespan of a mouse or a rat is, right? But it's pretty short. Like they don't live very long. They live like a year and a half or something like that. That's their total lifespan. So they never expected the study to last longer than the expected lifespan of the rodents. And it did because the rodents didn't die. And it extended their lives to an unknown degree because they actually sacrificed the rodents. They were like, look, we have no more money for the study. We'd love to see how long these rodents live, but no one's going to pay us for it. So they just killed them all. So it's unknown. Now, here's the thing that came away from the study. They gave these rodents C60 from birth. Okay? They didn't introduce it in their quote-unquote 40s or 50s in human years. So it's unknown what it will do when you introduce it later in life, but it has to be expected that it'll do something from an antioxidant standpoint. C60 looks as a molecule exactly like a soccer ball. It's round. In fact, when it was first discovered, it was called Buckeyball, B-U-C-K-E-Y ball. And I think it's a good antioxidant. I think that you should take it, but not take it continuously over long periods. I think you take it and then stop taking it, take it and stop taking it. It's probably a good thing. But you're not supposed to take it according to the FDA.
Well, according to the FDA, you're not supposed to take a lot of things.
Yeah, and pretty soon CBD oil, right?
Yeah, we'll talk about that later on in the show.
Yeah.
So while we were at the meeting, we were at a booth that had a machine that you put that you breathe into.
It was called a calorimeter.
That was a calorimeter.
Yeah, that was a calorimeter. They clipped Elisa's nose, they put it in her mouth, and they wanted to measure her resting energy expenditure. So they had her lay on a bed or a cot, whatever you want to call it, and she had to lay still for 12 minutes, just breathing through the tube with the nose clamp on. And it measured through expired gases in her lungs what her calories were being burned.
Expenditure.
Yeah, laying there, doing nothing, not walking, just laying there. That's all you did.
And I guess since I had already eaten, it may have been off a little bit. But
No, it wasn't, because they said that you could not eat within 4 or 5 hours.
It had been 5 or 6
hours. Oh, it was longer than that, because we had eaten at like 10 o'clock in the morning, and this was already like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
Yeah. So
I did that for 12 minutes, and she said the woman told me that sometimes it takes 10 minutes until the machine really catches, and took mine 12 minutes, and my results were pretty good. I thought
they were high. They were 57% higher than women your age, which was remarkable. The woman said, she said, that's amazing.
There was a woman there that was 4 years younger than me, and she was. Told me that hers was nowhere near that.
So your resting energy expenditure was 2,045 calories. That means that if all you did was lay down all day long, you would have to consume 2,045 calories a day not to start losing weight. That's what that means.
It doesn't seem that easy to me.
Well, you know, I mean, there's a lot more going on than just REE when
right.
the body does the things that it does. But, it you know, and probably needs to be done again and again. Like you said, maybe we did eat too soon. Maybe you were kind of, you did say maybe a little energized being in the crowd and all the.
Well, you were stimulated from the crowd and the bright lights and people talking.
Yeah.
But the woman said.
Max
and Henry were standing right there watching.
Dancing with the Stars, talking to her while she was doing it. So that's kind of exciting to a woman.
But she said it probably couldn't have been off more than 10%.
Yeah.
So that was.
Very impressive.
We have a breathing unit at home, so I'm going to try it on the breathing unit and kind of compare the results.
Yeah, yeah, we have to do that this weekend, actually. We should be using. Everyone should be using a breathing unit. Why should you be guessing on how many calories you need to be taking in?
So tell everybody what the breathing unit is.
The breathing unit is a handheld calorimeter that hooks up to an iPhone or an Android. It tells you what your energy expenditure is for the day. You take it in the morning. And it tells you what your resting energy expenditure is. And then you take from that and you say, well, I'm going to train for an hour. I'm going to do cardio for an hour. You know, I need to add this many calories to it, to be at my minimum intake for the day of calories. Instead of guessing how many calories you need a day by some calculator on the internet that doesn't take anything unique into consideration, everybody should be using a breathing unit.
The calorimeter that I used was a $12,000 unit.
Yeah.
The breathing unit
is $300.
$300.
Yeah, it's on SupianRadio.com, actually. If you go to SupianRadio.com and click any of the podcast pages, you look in the bottom right-hand corner, you'll see a big square banner ad for the breathing unit. When you buy it through us, we don't get anything for it, but when you buy it through us, you get you have to have these disposable mouthpieces that go on it that every time you use, you have to throw one away. You get a bunch of free ones of that, and you get a discount on the unit as well. So check that out. So what do you want to talk about first? We have lots of good stories.
Well, the holidays are here, so,
Can we talk? This one is really interesting to me. I never thought about this. Can we talk about the Christmas trees?
Of course.
So Elisa found an interesting article, and I went, wow, like, we don't think about this, right?
I said to Carl yesterday, I said, you know, have you ever thought about, does your Christmas tree need to be organic? you know, we worry about our fruits that we bring into the house or what we grow in our gardens. But have you ever really thought about, does your Christmas tree need to be organic?
So you live with this monstrosity in your living room for 30 days, right? Your kids play around it. You put ornaments on it. You touch it. Guys, you're filling it up with water every night. You're getting down under it. The kids come down Christmas morning and they open their presents under it. Have you ever thought about the fact that it has been slathered in glyphosate and a bunch of other harmful pesticides?
Conventionally grown Christmas trees present the same problems as the Dirty Dozen, the EWG's annual list of pesticide-tainted produce. They're sprayed with Roundup.
And other things besides Roundup. But and we know that, like, just spraying Roundup on your driveway and exposing your children to it that way is harmful. We know that they can become contaminated by it. So imagine bringing this monstrous tree that has been able to absorb the Roundup into its flesh through its roots and is probably coated in Roundup and a bunch of other chemicals, and bringing it into your house and then living with it for 30 days and playing around it and touching it. And I mean, it's just,
well, when you put your ornaments on it, you're touching the tree. Yeah.
And men, unless your wife is doing it, somebody has to get down under there every couple of days and fill it up with water, because it gobbles up water like it's going out of style. And so you get down under there and you get pricked by the depending on whether it's a fir or a traditional pine, get pricked by the pine needles. I mean, I hated those things. And then cleaning it up, that stuff gets into your carpet, those pine needles. You got to work on that for like weeks to get that stuff out.
So evidently, 33 million live Christmas trees are sold each year. Only 1% of that 33 million are organic. 1%.
Well, I think it's safe to say that if you have the ability to go into the woods, find a tree and cut it down yourself, just like out in the woods, chances are you're safe. But if you're buying a tree that was farmed specifically to be a Christmas tree, then chances are it's been sprayed and slathered since it was a little sapling, and you're bringing all that stuff in your house with it.
So I guess if you wanted to go and cut your own tree down, you can. Many of the public lands managed by the U.S. Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management are open to tree cutting. All you need is a $5 or $10 permit. And then you can go in and cut down any type of a Charlie Brown Christmas tree or a cedar tree or anything growing wild.
That's really a nice idea. I didn't know that they allowed that. I thought you had to like do it on the sly.
Well, we used to, when we were kids growing up, my stepfather had the farm. This was before my mom and stepdad got married. We used to go to his farm and just cut the tops of the cedar trees down off his land.
They were big enough to be a tree, just the tops of them?
Well, yeah. I mean, he'd cut the tops off for us, and we'd use that. I mean, it would be a huge tree.
Right.
Yeah, and we would just, I mean, the cedar trees aren't the prettiest trees, but
they smell good.
They smell good, and it served its purpose, and they were free.
And they weren't slathered in chemicals.
And they weren't slathered in chemicals, right. Yeah. So
that's really interesting. I don't think we think about that. So we need to start asking questions about this, right? How did the organic movement start? People heard about it. They started talking to other people about it. And then when people were paying money, spending their dollars, voting with their dollars, they would start asking, hey, are these trees organic, or how much are they sprayed? And then those people get the message. They're like, wow, a lot of people are asking if these trees are sprayed. Maybe we need to start thinking about getting trees that are grown organically. And within a few years, we'll see organic trees. It just takes you saying to wherever you buy your tree, hey, I'd really love to buy organic trees if you ever get them.
Well, what's interesting to me is you would think that a fake tree would be a good alternative, but evidently it's not.
Really?
They say that it's a tinsely oil-based plastic tree that does not decompose once you throw it away.
But is it harming the people in the house?
No. But it's going to harm the environment when you throw it away.
I get that part, right? But if the average person buys a fake tree and it lasts at least 5 years, maybe longer, right?
Mm-hmm.
So aren't they really better off when they're being selfishly caring only about themselves and not the environment? aren't they better off going with a fake tree than the potentially slathered with chemical real tree?
Yes.
That's good for the environment. Well, it's really not good for the environment either, because let's be honest. When I was reading the article you sent me, that waterway that runs through Oregon, or is it Colorado, where all these trees come from?
Well, Oregon.
Oregon. That they, the EPA has been like complaining about that waterway forever, because a lot of the chemicals sprayed specifically for Christmas trees are way above the EPA's levels in the waterways there. So obviously, that's not good for the environment.
More than 6 million trees are harvested in Oregon every year. So yeah. I guess they're the leader in Christmas tree production.
And the EPA said that the waterway that runs along, it's like I forget what it was, the Gannock or something like that river. And they said that the EPA has already said, look, those chemicals you use specifically on Christmas trees are in way too high of levels in this water now.
Clackamas, C-L-A-C-K-A-M-A-S,
yeah.
River.
Yeah, the river is polluted because of the Christmas trees and the chemicals they spray on the Christmas trees. So that's not good for the environment. So you got plastic on one hand that doesn't decompose and is bad for the environment. And then you got the poison that they're putting into the rivers there, growing real trees. I mean, this is just silliness nowadays. It's just, you know, we're worried about global warming, and we're crapping on the planet that we have to live with. I mean, this is getting nonsense. It really is. We have to take a break.
Okay.
What are we going to talk about when we come back?
We're going to continue with our holiday theme for a little while.
Okay, good. I like the holidays. Christmas is fun because Santa comes to the house. We'll be right back.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes, because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase. Now the deepest discount ever. Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. You get a whopping 21% off single bottles, twin packs, and cases of four of what's being hailed as the single best product people have ever used. This isn't a product you take and say, yeah, I think it's working. Using it before and after just one workout will shock you. This is a game changer when it comes to recovery. Visit Synthogen, SYNTHAGEN.com, and use the code SHR21 to experience steroid-like recovery without steroids. Check it out.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. A lot of people get depressed around the holidays and get all stressed out because they have to go home for the holidays. Were you like that at all? You were always lived in the same town as your mom.
Right. No. I think that, you know, I often say it's too bad we can't choose our families. You can choose your friends, but you can't choose your families.
Right.
So, but no, I never was that way. But, you know, for a lot of people, it's difficult for whatever reason. You know, there's stress around, you know, there's usually, you know.
I have a theory on why it is.
Okay, why?
And I'm going to say that I'm right. Ahead of time, which is pretty pompous of me, right? Okay.
What else is new?
Well, I'm not pompous. So I think that when we grow up, we strive to obtain autonomy. And through striving to obtain autonomy, quite often we become different people, right? So we grow up and we're this person. Our aunts and uncles think we're this person. Our parents and siblings think we're this person. Then we get out in the world and we try on new personalities and we find ones that fit. And those people out there respond to us differently. They think, wow, Elisa's so cool. She's so smart. She's so outgoing. You know, she's so funny. But maybe you weren't the outgoing, funny one when you were a kid and
yes,
growing up.
Right.
So I think the stress is about expectations. We have to go home and we literally start digging our heels in just at the thought of going home. Like, because subconsciously we are not going to go back and be that person that they want us to be. And inevitably they want us to be that person because that's familiar to them. And we end up clashing.
Right.
Every little thing that's said ends up becoming like a reason to fight.
You may be a different person than when you left home, but your family is stuck in the past.
Yeah, and I really think that's the majority of it, you know. And then the other thing that adds dynamics to it is if you're married and your family doesn't treat your significant other fairly, that throws a whole new dynamic into the mix where you feel like you have to choose sides. Or protect your significant other, and then your family feels like you're choosing sides against them. It's just a mess. It really is.
So do you think people are obligated to attend their family gatherings?
So here's how I feel about it. Your family is your family, and people with close-knit families seem to do better in life in general because they can draw from the connection of having this massive group of people behind them. With that being said, I think you should go home and be who you are. And if they try to make you who they think you used to be, you just have to cordially say to them, oh, you know, I don't do that anymore. I'm not like that anymore. I've changed. And after doing that enough times, they'll probably get a little let down, not because you've become someone better, but because they want the familiar person that they grew up with. But they'll finally accept who you've become. And the other one is, if you have a riff between your significant other and your family, then it's your obligation to make the phone call before going home and saying, look, if you want me to be there, if you want to see the grandkids, if you want to, then you need to be kind and nice to my wife or my husband. If you cannot bring yourself to do that, then we just won't come. You got to lay that down in because they have to accept this person as part of the family. Otherwise, you're never going to be close to your family ever again.
Well, some people may not want to attend the family function. I mean, you can make friends your family as well.
Okay. But I think that I agree with you. Like, if you grew up in a traumatic household where your mother beat you, or your father beat you, or there was
People don't have mother and fathers anymore. Maybe their mother and fathers are
passed away. That's a different story. But then you may still have extended family out there, aunts and uncles and stuff that you can connect with. But you're right. In those circumstances, you have to make your family where you are.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to find people who are family.
And there are people who are alone during the holidays, and that's really difficult for someone to
very sad.
So I always try to invite people over that I know if they're going to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
So if you know someone like that, you should extend your home to them, I think.
When I was a young man, I was in my early 20s living in Las Vegas, and I was working at the Flamingo Hilton washing dishes on the graveyard shift for the Beef Baron, which was their big gourmet restaurant. And it was Christmas Eve, and I was slated to work, and I went in and I was working. And the whole time I was working, I was feeling sorry for myself. I was envisioning all my friends being with their girlfriends and their friends and partying. And here I am, you know, slinging hot dishes and stacking them up in trays. And I called my mother to wish her a Merry Christmas because she was on the East Coast. So it was later there. And she said, "How you doing?" I said, "I'm just so sad that I'm in here working and everybody else is partying and having a good time." And she says, "Carl, it's just another day. It's the significance you put on it is what you're feeling sorry about. It's just another day." And when I hung up for the phone, it clicked in my head. It really is just another day, another Thursday, another Wednesday, another Friday. But we create all this emphasis and put all this weight on it that ends up making us feel bad. And I never felt bad after that about working on my birthday or working on a holiday ever again because of that little snippet of wisdom that she handed me that night.
So there's a tool that is recommended here in this article that's called a projection dissolving tool, that if there is one particular toxic relative, that you can actually, in your mind, experience that person as, like, when you were a child or you have to close your eyes and think about that person, and then you deflate that image in your mind, and that's giving them less power.
In fact, I remember watching I think it was John Bradshaw. I was watching a John Bradshaw episode one time. He used to be on TV in New York. And he was talking about something similar to that. He said, when you have someone in your life that seems to overpower you, make you feel bad about yourself, envision them as a little child. When they're talking to you and saying harsh things to you, look at them, and in your mind's eye, envision that they're this little kid with a little squeaky voice saying these things to you. You can't help but laugh, and it takes all the power out of what they're saying. So that's kind of like that same approach of deflating the person.
They talk about here people without families. They say people without families wish they could be with relatives. But people with families wish they could be by themselves.
Yeah. Isn't it funny? We're never satisfied with what we have. We always believe what we don't have is what we really want. And it's not true.
So maybe if we all just become thankful for what we do have.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's easier said than done for most people, because they believe that the things that they're missing in their lives are the more important ones. We actually have to take a break, and we have more to talk about when it comes to holidays, because the holiday season is upon us. You're listening to Casual Friday with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo, and me, face like a shoe, Carl Lenore. We'll be right back.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Could the music you listen to actually affect you, your physiology? What do you think?
Yes, I do think so.
And that's because we have an interesting story to talk about.
Well, yes. So evidently, goats produce more milk when they listen to Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Well, and that's not the only song, obviously, but since it's Christmas season, that was one of the songs that they played for some goats over in the UK, and they produced about 20% more milk when they were serenaded by Mariah Carey.
I think it was interesting that they then compared it to what they called the millennial music of today, which had no effect whatsoever. Didn't have any positive effect on the goats at all.
It had zero. How, you know, like the calm sounding music, like Simon and Garfunkel's Bridge Over Troubled Water, it had a positive effect on the milk production as well. And I think that you know that just from the different types of music. that you can listen to. Some music is soothing and it makes you relaxed. Other music kind of revs you up and gives you energy.
Well, and I'll take it a step further. And people probably don't think about this, right? But when you listen to music that has words, it has lyrics, it guides you to certain emotions, right? If you're listening to a song about a guy who just lost the love of his life, you can relate to it, the sadness that you felt maybe in a relationship.
Country music.
Yeah, right. I actually listen to a lot of country music, by the way. This is something people don't know about me. If you listen to music about, you know, gangster rap, about shooting it up with the cops, I'm sure your stress levels go up. But if you listen to music that doesn't have any lyrics, or the lyrics are in a different language, like Italian, as an opera, where it doesn't guide your emotions based on the direction of the lyrics, but instead the tune. It's an amazing thing. When you're trying to work out problems in your life, listening to opera or listening to a harmonic symphony type music where it's just an orchestra playing is the best thing you can do to unleash powerful thoughts and ideas in your brain, because the music is influencing the way you feel and not the way you're thinking. You get it?
Yes.
Well, I was asking the audience. They didn't respond.
Oh.
but anyway, it's really true. Check it out. If you're having some trouble in your life, if you're having some decision-making issues, you can't come to some conclusions, turn the station off that you're listening to that has lyric music and listen to the local orchestra, symphony, channel, NPR, whatever it is, or some opera where you don't understand the language, and watch what happens. Watch how you feel and watch how your ideas flow.
So, most people overeat during the holidays.
Not me.
No?
Oh, yeah, I do.
I guess there was a study that had came out, and I don't think this is anything new, but this comes from the World Health
Organization
yeah. that says that overeating, if you overeat, a week of exercise can counteract your overeating.
I'm sorry, not World Health Organization, worldhealth.net, which is the information arm of A4M. The
right.
Okay. Yes, so exercise can counteract a week of overeating, but that doesn't mean you should go out and blast yourself to hell because you're going to exercise the following week, because it does set you back. If you're somebody who exercises regularly and you do a debaucherous week of drinking alcohol and overeating, you will feel the effects of that when you get back in the gym. There's no doubt about it.
Glucose testing was conducted before and after the study of abdominal fat tissues. Researchers looked for markers that would measure fatty tissue, inflammation, or circulating C-reactive proteins. Individuals who did not exercise will show an increase in inflamed fat tissue. However, the tests were different. The study group showed no signs of inflamed fat tissues in chemical breakdown or fat, and no change in glucose levels.
And this actually underscores something that I've been saying for a long time, and I firmly believe this. No matter what disease state your body is suffering from, you will always fare better by exercising regularly. No matter what it is, it may not get rid of the disease, but it will prolong your life. It will slow the disease down and maybe even help you get rid of the disease.
Even if it's just walking after you eat.
Yes.
Like you've talked about.
Yes.
Also, too, I think fasting helps me.
Yeah. Intermittent fasting works. Mm-hmm.
Intermittent fasting.
Yeah. No doubt. No doubt. Interesting. So there you go. You just make sure you keep exercising. Or, well, you know what? Brooks Kubik and I did a show a couple years ago about Thanksgiving Day. So we know you're going to overeat Thanksgiving Day. So plan 3 or 4 workouts during Thanksgiving Day. It doesn't have to be go to the gym. It could be, instead of sitting down and watching the March of the Wooden Soldiers, get up and go downstairs and do 10 sets of push-ups, 10 sets of pull-ups, maybe some dumbbell curls, and then go eat your dinner.
Well, we talked about that, too, on Casual Friday, because there was a study that came out, and they called it exercise appetizers, where you exercised before you worked out like that.
You exercised before you ate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Before you ate, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. And so prime.
And they called them exercise appetizers.
Yeah, and the idea behind this is if you do that for 15, 20 minutes of intense exercise, before eating, it will do different things with the food. It will repartition the food differently. It will influence more muscle growth and less fat accumulation.
Well, doesn't that happen if you go out for a 20-minute walk 20 minutes after you eat?
Well, yes. So walking after you're eating is good, too, because it reduces postprandial blood sugar levels. It reduces it aids in digestion. I mean, but we're talking about – we're not talking about speed walking. We're like walking and talking like with a friend where you just take a leisurely walk. It doesn't have to be a race after a meal. That's a great thing to do. But before the meal, bust out some push-ups. You know, bust out some curls. Just do 10 sets
of
something. It's
hard to do if you're dressed up with a skirt on or something.
Well, you're right.
If you're at somebody's house.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
If you're a cocktail party or something.
Yeah, but I mean, there's always, so you could do bodyweight squats with a skirt on. No one's going to see any coochie there. So you could do that. But the bottom line is do something before you eat, and that will change what your body does with that food. It's an amazing trick. It's like you're really leveraging that day for growth, for strength, and muscle growth. So
people who spend money on experiences instead of things tend to be much happier.
So when you're shopping for a gift for your significant other, instead of buying them that Louis Vuitton bag,
buy them a ticket on Delta somewhere.
Yeah, there you go.
Or your airline of choice.
Well, find a place close to the house where both of you can go and enjoy an evening, maybe at the opera and a hotel night. And, you know, experiences are what people take with them, not personal belongings.
At the end of your life, you're not going to be reminiscing about the fact that you had the iPhone 6 when everybody else had the iPhone 5. You're going to be recalling the memories that you've throughout your lifetime.
And that's why our society is so effed up today. All we focus on are material things. We look at people who are successful like, oh, they drive a Maserati. They have a $1 million house and all. That stuff is meaningless at the end of life. Meaningless. And trust me, everybody's going to die. Everybody's going to experience what I'm about to say right now. You're going to be in the last days of your life, and you're going to be looking back at your life, and you're going to be wishing you did certain things. And we were out recently, I'm not going to mention any names, with somebody who's not doing well. And he said to you, it's funny, as you get to that stage of your life, the things that you always thought were important are no longer important, and the things that become important are very, very different. And you know what? If you live your life like that, you will have a fuller life.
Well, and also, too, like, do the things, you know, you have a bucket list or whatever it is. Do what's on that list.
Yeah.
You know, don't say, well, I'll do it tomorrow or I'll do it next year. Do it now.
So many people have bucket lists but don't do anything on their bucket list. You're so right. It's become a trend to have a bucket list. Oh, well, this is on my bucket list. Well, what have you done on your bucket list so far? Oh, nothing yet. So in other words, basically, you're going to have the bucket list when you die. That's not the idea of the bucket list. The bucket list is designed to check them off before you die.
I think this is very impactful, and I want to read this. Our experiences are a bigger part of ourselves than our material goods. You can really like material stuff. You can even think that part of your identity is connected to those things, but nonetheless, they remain separate from you. In contrast, your experiences really are a part of you. We are the sum total of our experiences.
I think that's great. That's really great. All right, we have to take a break. And when we come back, let's talk about metabolic issues, because since we're talking about people eating a lot, there might be some interesting things you can do to protect yourself in these upcoming holidays. Stay tuned. Right back with more Casual Friday. I had the wrong music running. Supreme Radio. Stay tuned.
Coupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan horse.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Now the deepest discount ever. Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. You get a whopping 21% off single bottles, twin packs, and cases of four of what's being hailed as the single best product people have ever used. This isn't a product you take and say, yeah, I think it's working. Using it before and after just one workout will shock you. This is a game changer when it comes to recovery. Visit Synthogen, SYNTHAGEN.com, and use the code SHR21 to experience steroid-like recovery without steroids. Check it out.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high-protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. So what do you want to talk about first, Lisa?
I think you've been wanting to talk about magnesium.
Yeah, because, you know, magnesium is one of those things that we talk about. People go, oh, yeah, but then they don't do anything about it. And I know there's actual groups out there that advocate for taking more magnesium. And you got to be cautious because magnesium, potassium, chloride, calcium, sodium, they all have to be consumed in appropriate amounts. So you can't just focus on one because then you still cause an imbalance. And the goal is not to have an imbalance. But with that being said, magnesium is one of those things that's very, very hard to get from the diet. Well, I should say the average American diet because people aren't eating enough vegetables.
Okay, so let me just say this. So according to the Linus Pauling Institute, The RDA for magnesium intake for men is 400 to 420 milligrams per day.
Right.
For women, it's 310 to 320 milligrams per day.
And Linus Pauling, they're all about orthomolecular. So they're not talking about the RDA. Quite often the RDA is the minimum you need to stay alive. And Linus Pauling's group is about the minimum you need for optimal health.
Well, they support the latest RDA, which is what I just said.
Okay. Okay. But generally they're not driven by the RDA is what I'm saying. So if they say it's 400 milligrams, that's probably really a good place to start.
And they also recommend to take a supplement, to ensure proper magnesium, intake of at least 100 milligrams of magnesium daily.
Assuming you're eating a broad diet. Assuming you're, you know, if you're someone who's dieting and all you're doing is keto, then you probably need to go ahead and just take 400 milligrams of a good magnesium supplement, period, on top of whatever you're getting from your food. But if you're eating a lot of vegetables, then you may be getting more magnesium from your vegetables than somebody who's starving themselves to lose weight.
Well, so for a cup of spinach is 157 milligrams.
That's not a lot.
No.
That's,
And that's the highest of the top 10. That's number one. Number two is chard.
Swiss chard.
It's one cup is 154 milligrams. Pumpkin seeds, an eighth of a cup is 92 milligrams.
See, I stay away from seeds. So let's go to the next one.
What's yogurt that? Or kefir, 50 milligrams per cup. Almonds.
I wonder if is that just yogurt or kefir, not dairy in general?
It just says yogurt or kefir.
Interesting.
Almonds, 1 ounce, 80 milligrams. Black beans, a half cup, 60 milligrams. One medium avocado, 58 milligrams. A half a cup of figs, 50 milligrams. Dark chocolate, one square, 95 milligrams. And one medium banana is 32 milligrams.
That sounds like a salad. If you just made a salad of most of the things in there, you'd have everything you need.
Interestingly, they didn't put potatoes on here. And potato has a higher content than a banana. It has 49 milligrams per medium potato.
Yeah, I wonder why they didn't. It's because it's also high in potassium as well, just like banana.
So you don't get a lot through your diet.
No. So here's an interesting fact. There was a study done 15 years ago, I believe it was by ASU, with the Pima Indians in Arizona. The Pima Indians are genetically predisposed to diabetes. And when I say that, you got to remember, they probably weren't genetically predisposed to diabetes when they were just living on the plains. They've become genetically predisposed to diabetes now that they're eating the American diet. That's an important distinction to make. And what they discovered was that by supplementing the Pima Indians that were full-blown diabetic with the RDA of magnesium every single day over the course of like 5 months, their insulin resistance went away completely. Now, what this says to the critical thinking mind is that the Pima Indians used to get a lot more magnesium in their diet when they were living on the plains and they were hunter-gatherers, and they were getting a lot less sugars and starches and pastas and bread and rice in their diet when they were living on the plains. The whole thing is flipped for them. Now they're getting no magnesium, and all they're getting is stuff that converts right to sugar. And remember, they are genetically adapted to make the most out of the least. Hunter-gatherers are genetically adapted to be what, you know, we talk about the thrifty gene like it's something bad, right? You've heard about the thrifty gene making people fat?
Yes.
If you have the thrifty gene, it's because you got a gift from an evolutionary perspective. Because people with the thrifty gene 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 40,000 years ago, they could eat very little and survive. Think about that. So we talk about the thrifty gene being a bad thing. Oh, well, he's fat because he has the thrifty gene. No, he's fat because he eats too much. And he has the thrifty gene, which is designed to allow that person to operate on less food and get more out of it. So the Pima Indians are a perfect example of this. They are probably thrifty gene carriers. They probably were designed to eat a lot less and get by with a lot less. They definitely were getting more magnesium in their diet before, and they were definitely getting less starches and sugars in their diet. And so just by supplementing them with magnesium completely reversed their insulin resistance. So what does that mean to you out there? If you are borderline diabetic, if you're pre-diabetic, and you're talking about taking metformin, and you have not tried taking 400 to 600 milligrams of magnesium, a good high quality magnesium supplement a day for at least the next few months to see if it changes your your disposition and insulin resistance, you're missing out on a great opportunity to heal yourself.
There was a study recently released from out of France where the authors submitted that there is a beneficial relationship between dietary magnesium intake and diabetes-related physiological outcomes.
Bam. Bam.
Dietary magnesium may help to lower elevated glycated hemoglobin, elevated systolic blood pressure, and elevated C-reactive proteins.
And I want to talk about something real quick. This is something I want to get out there. And there's a emerging opinion about HbA1c, glycated hemoglobin, right? So HbA1c looks at the lifespan of a red blood cell and the amount of oxidation that occurs and glycation, because that's evidence of daily blood sugar levels over a protracted period of time. So I think the estimation is that a blood cell lasts 3 months. And so by looking at HbA1c, we have a 3-month snapshot of how out of control your blood sugar has been. Every day over that course of 3 months, we see the cumulative effect of that on a red blood cell. But I've actually asked this question on the show many times over the past few years when talked about HbA1c. And now there are other people asking the same question. How do we know red blood cells in people that are diabetic really are lasting even 3 months? How do we know that because of the advanced aging and cellular senescence opportunities that we know occur from glucose signaling? We talked about that back in 2007 on this show. We talked about that advanced cellular senescence is triggered by glucose signaling. How do we know that their red blood cells aren't turning over every 3 weeks? And so this HbA1c, we're going, oh my God, your HbA1c is down. This is great. Maybe it's not so great. Maybe that's a 3-week snapshot, not a 3-month snapshot. Maybe their red blood cells are turning over so rapidly, they're aging so quickly, that HbA1c has zero meaning when we're looking at a diabetic population.
Interesting.
Right?
Yes.
So, okay. I just had to get that out.
Well, no, that's fine. So do you want to talk about fermented coffee?
Yes, because I'm off coffee again because it destroys my stomach. When we went to Las Vegas, I drank coffee every single morning, and I felt like crap by the time I came home again.
Approximately 83% of American adults drink coffee. 74% of Americans are dealing with gut problems.
Bingo.
Do you think there's a correlation there?
I've always said there was.
So evidently there's a company that has just introduced fermented coffee.
So what is the difference about, so by fermenting the coffee beans, and how do they ferment them, first of all? What does that do?
Here's what exactly is happening during the natural fermentation process. The bitter notes are taken out at a molecular level.
So are they saying that those bitter notes are actually what leads to the disruption in the gut?
What is left is the original coffee bean without the problem molecules.
Interesting. I got to have them on the show.
Besides being better for people with acid reflux, we've also seen that it is better for people with IBS since they can be sensitive to traditional coffees.
So we know that there are things in both coffee and chocolate that that trigger acid reflux, but it's not because it's more acidic. It's because it relaxes the nerve that controls the esophageal sphincter. And it allows the esophageal sphincter to relax and open up and let stuff from in the stomach out. Both coffee and chocolate have this component that relaxes the esophageal sphincter. It has nothing to do with acidity levels in the gut. So whatever they're removing is the culprit that causes coffee to relax the esophageal sphincter. That's very interesting. Very, very interesting.
And not only that too, but what about the toxins that are on coffee?
Yeah. Well, I would imagine they're coffee using organic beans. Coffee on
yes.
top of it. We have to get in touch with them. We're going to have them on the show because I think a lot of people in the audience would benefit from that.
I agree.
Very, very good. All right. We have to take a break. We've got lots more to talk about. We haven't really even talked about the A4M convention yet. We need to get into that. We had some really interesting discussions there. We will be right back with more Casual Friday. Stay tuned.
has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. What's next, Lisa?
I want to talk about carrageenan. So we all know that carrageenan is in everything. You have to watch for it and try to get it out, or try to buy foods that don't contain carrageenan.
Right.
Evidently, in November, the National Organic Standards Board voted to remove carrageenan from its national list for use in organics, so it will no longer be used in organic foods.
So NPR just did a story about this, and someone who follows me on Twitter, all I know him as Help You Get Gains. That's his name on Twitter. He retweeted the NPR show. And so I tweeted, talked about this a few years ago on Superhuman Radio, to which he immediately went and found the show. It was show number 1175. And we actually did it in 2013. And he said, I remember the show. Here it is. And he tweeted it. And I retweeted it to NPR and said, NPR, you got to catch up to Superhuman Radio. Because we talked about it 3 years ago, how carrageenan clogs up the stomach, causes digestive and nutrient absorption issues. It also causes trouble with proton pumps that is supposed to release hydrochloric acid. There were a variety of negative effects from eating carrageenan. And people always say, well, carrageenan is natural. And what I said then in that show was just like xanthan. Xanthan gum comes from seaweed. People are like, well, it's from seaweed. If you ate a kilo of seaweed, you wouldn't get the amount of xanthan gum that you get in a bottle of, you know, some drink that's been, xanthan gum has been added to make it thick. And the same thing with carrageenan. Carrageenan is natural, but where, I'm trying to think where it comes from. It comes from a root. And regardless, what it comes from, you'd have to eat like a truckload of it to get the amount of carrageenan that they put in like a thing of yogurt today to make it thicker. And these thickening agents are causing terrible problems for people's stomachs. It's not just coffee. It's everything. And it's about time that people are starting to pay attention. But we talked about it 3 years ago. 2013, we talked about it.
It says here that carrageenan comes from a red seaweed.
There you go. Okay. But again, you'd have to eat like a bushel of seaweed to get the amount of carrageenan that they use to thicken a drink.
Research links carrageenan to gastrointestinal inflammation,
bingo,
including higher rates of colon cancer.
Bingo.
And we all know that colon cancer is rising, especially
in children, millennials. Yeah, in children. I mean, we shouldn't have gums or thickeners in anything.
It's in everything, carrageenan.
And it is in everything.
And xanthan gum.
So I'm not going to mention the product, but there's this, when Rick and Ryan Pack came to Louisville, Rick gave me this drink. And it was a drink that is supposed to be for keto people to drink. And it's got gums in it. I'm like, it's called water. It's like something water. Like, it's not smart water. It's like something water. Okay.
You just don't want to say that on
air. Yeah, because I don't want to bash the guy. The guy's really a nice guy, right? But I'm like, and I showed it to you. I said, look at it. It's got two different types of gums in it. Since when does water have to feel thick to the tongue? I don't get it. Why are they putting gums in something that's called water? But they put gum in everything today. They put thickeners in everything today. And people are being bombarded with it, and it's no wonder it's contributing to the stomach problems today. I guarantee it.
Yes. So, you know, it is hard to find things like almond milk. All of them have carrageenan in them. I mean, you have to make your own.
Well, and we are devoted to buying. I like cottage cheese. It's usually my first meal in the morning, cottage cheese and oatmeal. And Elisa likes cottage cheese. And we only buy the Daisy cottage cheese. And now we buy the whole fat cottage cheese, which is 5% instead of 2.5%. It's gotten all the other cottage cheeses have thickeners. They all have gums and xanthan gum and gar gum and carrageenan. And it's like,
this has cultured milk and salt in it, I think.
Yes, and enzymes, and that's it.
Three ingredients,
yeah. So, okay. Stay away from carrageenan. And now everybody's starting to catch up to Superhuman Radio.
And Listen to show number, what was it,
1175. Go back and listen to it. We actually did that show with the woman from the Cornucopia Institute. So that's how long it took for the mainstream to pick up on this.
Well, the Cornucopia Institute has been working for 6 years to try and get it taken out of organic foods.
Good for them.
Yeah, so, yep. All right, so it's wintertime. Your skin's getting dry. You need to moisturize it.
Yes.
What do you do?
I use those oils that Christina Jerzyk sells me.
Oh, the Younger Living oils?
Yeah, I like them. I put them on in the sauna. That's great stuff. I love it. Can you smell it right now?
Mm-mm.
Everybody in the gym always kids me because they can smell it when I put it on.
What about moisturizing from the inside out?
I drink a little bit. Yeah, I just drink a little bit of that Younger Living oil.
Eating avocado.
Yes.
That helps. It's rich in antioxidants and vitamin E.
And did you know the green on the green that's between the shell and the fruit itself of the avocado? Do you know that green, the polyphenols in it, have been shown to effectively reverse type 2 diabetes?
I love that green part.
I love
like
it too.
I like to take the spoon.
I know. Yeah. I know. People usually leave it in there.
Sweet potatoes. They help.
They help make you happy. I love sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes make you happy.
The omega-3 from fatty fish, wild fish.
And you know what? Raw salmon. If you've never eaten sashimi, go and try some raw salmon. I promise you, you'll fall in love with it. Raw salmon is the best. You can eat 5 pounds of it. You don't even feel it in your stomach. Your stomach will love it.
Cucumbers. The green flesh of cucumbers is rich in vitamins A and C, which help to repair skin cells, soothe skin, and to prevent damage.
Okay.
They contain silica, a mineral that helps to strengthen your connective tissues, as well as increase skin elasticity and increase moisture in your skin. You were getting ready to say something?
Well, anytime a fruit or vegetable says that it has vitamin A in it, I always ask, is it beta carotene? Is it a carotenoid or is it real vitamin A? Is it retinoid? Because not all people convert carotenoids to retinoids. So saying that cucumbers have vitamin A in it, if it doesn't have retinol or retinol palmitate, retinoic acid, it doesn't have vitamin A in it. It has a precursor to vitamin A that's not necessarily going to convert to vitamin A. I'm tired of the fruit and vegetable industry capitalizing on stuff that they say has vitamin A when it doesn't.
What about sweet potatoes?
They have carotenoids. They don't have real vitamin A in them.
Okay.
I mean, real vitamin A comes from animal sources, typically liver and stuff like that.
Aloe vera. It's soothing to your skin when it's applied topically, but it's also healing when it's ingested. You can blend fresh aloe meat into your protein or smoothie, and or simply drink it with water. It cleanses your digestive system, and it will give you your skin a lovely glow. In the wintertime, I mix aloe vera with either an oil or a lotion and put it on my skin. I've got a beautiful aloe vera plant in my sunroom.
She's got Elisa has an aloe vera plant. It looks like a giant prehistoric spider. it's probably 3 feet tall at its tallest peak, and probably every bit of 4.5 feet wide in its sprawl, the way the limbs just sprawl out. And they're so thick that they're like meaty. It's unbelievable.
Well, just from traveling, while we were traveling, the staying in the hotel room and being up in the airplane, I don't know how pilots do it. Your skin just gets so dry.
Yeah.
And whatever chemicals they use to wash the towels in at the hotels.
They use so much chlorine and everything.
I know.
You can smell the chlorine on the sheets, on the towels, and then you lay in it, and then you wonder why your skin dries out.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, aloe vera also is good to drink. You can buy aloe vera drinks at Walgreens if you have a problem being regular. If you're a little backed up from time to time, you can actually drink pure aloe vera juice. It's just aloe vera juice is all it is, and citric acid. That's all they put in it as a preservative. And you drink that, and it makes you regular. It's very gentle. A lot more gentle than some of these other things people use. So.
Coconut oil.
I love coconut oil.
Ingesting coconut oil can improve skin's moisture and fat content.
But if you're going to rub coconut oil on your skin, what I've learned is you must rub coconut oil on moist skin. Here's why. So people will tell you, oh, coconut oil is great for your skin because it attracts moisture. And it does attract moisture. So if you don't put moisture on your skin before putting the coconut oil on your skin, it will literally pull the moisture out of your skin. If you don't believe this, use coconut oil just for 2 days as a lip balm and watch how chapped your lips become. Instead of them softening your lips like you would think, it literally leaches the moisture out of your lips and makes them chap. That's how I discovered you have to put coconut oil on wet skin if you want it to trap moisture in your skin.
What about putting it in your bath water?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. One thing that I found that I love and I'll share with the audience is cleansing oil for your face.
Instead of soap.
Well, I've never used soap on my face. I use a cleanser. But for the wintertime, especially when your skin's drying out so much, I use a cleansing. I just recently got a sample of it before we went to Las Vegas, and I loved it, so I bought some. It's a cleansing oil that you remove your makeup with, and it hydrates your skin at the same time, and then you cleanse your face with your cleanser afterward.
Interesting.
And that it really hydrates your skin.
It makes your skin smoother.
It really helps, yes. Mm-hmm. And they have natural ones. I forget it's Caudiale or something like that. So check it out.
Elisa knows when it comes to skin. Elisa knows what she's talking about because her skin is always so beautiful.
Eating nuts, vitamin E is the skin's holy grail. Well, I think vitamin C is as well.
They all are. Vitamin A is as well. Vitamin A repairs a connective tissue in the skin and keeps you from getting cellulite. So they're all important. I can't say there's just one. But vitamin E is good too. But you need a complete form of vitamin E. You need all the tocotrienols and all the tocopherols. Like palm fruit is a good choice, probably better than nuts.
Also too, when we were at the Vegas meeting, Live On Labs had a booth there. And so they were giving away samples, and I've had a hard time with the glutathione, but she mixed it in just a little bit of liquid.
Like a
little shot glass, and she mixed all three, the vitamin C, the glutathione, and the R-ALA together.
And you shot it down.
And I shot it down, and it was easy. So yeah. I've started doing that now, and it's so much easier that way.
See, I like the taste. I know it's sulfury, but I actually like the taste. Meanwhile, I'm in the gym today, getting dressed in the locker room and getting ready to leave, and so my friend Sean Harkin, who owns Play It Again Sports here in town, he goes, man, he goes, you're a bigger, better man than I am. And I said, why is that? He said, I don't know if I would have been cool with those dancers hugging on my wife the way they were hugging on Elisa in that picture. I says, oh, they're good guys. He goes, I don't know, man. He goes, I don't know. He goes, you're pretty cool. He goes, because I was like in the picture with Max. So Elisa has a picture with Max and Henry, who are both Dancing with the Stars dancers. And they're both hugging her from two different sides. And I'm kind of like next to them. And so he was breaking my chops and goes, I don't know if I'd be comfortable with those good looking guys hugging on my wife like that. So I thought that was funny. Anyway, all right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. I do want to cover some of the things that we talked about and saw at the A4M meeting. So can we do that when we come back? Do you have more you want to talk about first?
There's a couple other stories okay. I do want to cover, too.
Okay, we'll cover those, and then we'll talk about the A4M, because there was a lot of interesting stuff I want to talk about. Stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You, too, can benefit from Live On Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Live On Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Now the deepest discount ever. Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. You get a whopping 21% off single bottles, twin packs, and cases of four of what's being hailed as the single best product people have ever used. This isn't a product you take and say, yeah, I think it's working. Using it before and after just one workout will shock you. This is a game changer when it comes to recovery. Visit Synthogen, SYNTHAGEN.com, and use the code SHR21 to experience steroid-like recovery without steroids. Check it out.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
It was a moonlit night in Old Mexico.
It was a moonlit night in Old Mexico.
Welcome back.
I walked alone between some old adobe hussies.
Okay. What are we talking about first?
I wanted to, you mentioned citric acid a few minutes ago. The company Nestle's, they make lean cuisine. They have a four cheese pizza that says on the package that it contains no preservatives. It also says it contains 19 grams of protein. Anyway.
Yeah, but they're probably gluten protein. That, don't forget, a lot of companies claim gluten as part of their protein in their food.
That's interesting. A woman has filed a class action lawsuit against Nestle's for saying that there was no preservatives in this when it contained citric acid.
So is citric acid in their label, or is it off the? It's not even on the label.
I don't know.
How does she know that there's citric acid in it?
I don't know. I guess it says it's in the label somewhere.
She's going to lose, and I'm going to tell you why she's going to lose.
The box clearly says preservative-free on the label.
Right. But citric acid is also used for flavor enhancement. Citric acid makes things taste tart. Citric acid also can be used as a preservative. So, okay, salt back in the day was used as a preservative. They coated beef with salt and stored it, and it stayed longer. Salt is also used for flavoring. So if I'm putting salt in something that I'm making, that I'm going to jar, and I put it in there for flavoring, it's also going to prolong shelf life. So which is it? I don't think she's going to win. I get what she's doing here, but she's going to lose because citric acid can also be used as a flavor enhancer because it adds tartness. It's not just a preservative.
It says here that citric acid can cause tooth decay or stomach irritation if it's consumed in large quantities.
So can lemon juice and vinegar. I mean, vinegar's acetic acid. People drink that stuff by the shot now because they say it's so good for you.
It's the FDA lists citric acid generally recognized as safe.
Yeah.
And it also is considered by the FDA as a preservative.
It's a preservative, but it's also a flavor enhancer. Look, citric acid is what gives orange juice the tartness. So it's not in there. Nature didn't put it there as a preservative. Nah, this lady's going to lose. She's going to lose because all they're going to say is, look, we didn't put it in there as a preservative. We put it in there to create a more tart taste. It's part of the flavor.
Pizza, tart?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Maybe the tomato sauce has the citric acid in it. Maybe the tomato sauce, you know, I'm sure they put sugar in their tomato sauce, so maybe they had to add a little citric acid to balance it out. No, she's going to lose. I guarantee she'll lose on this one. Okay, what's next?
Did you want to talk about the meeting?
Yeah. Where do I begin? It was so much fun. It's so much fun being with like-minded people for an entire weekend, isn't it? People
yes.
who actually get it. But there were a lot of people at the A4M meeting that don't get it. The vegan agenda was in on high at the A4M meeting. So many scientists were touting anti-aging effects of a completely plant-based diet, no animal protein whatsoever. And what I'm frustrated about science in general today is that nobody takes evolution into the discussion when they talk about human condition and longevity and health. No one. I wanted to talk to this one doctor. We hung out with Dr. William Seeds, who's a friend of ours, and he's brilliant. He's an orthopedic surgeon, but he also is really big into anti-aging. And I said to him, where did we get B12 from if we ate a completely plant-based diet? Like these people are saying that we were designed to eat a plant-based diet, okay? Where would we have gotten vitamin B12 from? There is no B12 in plants anywhere. And B12, without B12, we die. We're not here today. So, and there was no GNCs to run and get a B12 supplement, a methyl B12 sublingual cap. The other one that Dr. Jeff talked about yesterday that I totally forgot is the only place you get creatine in your diet is from animal flesh. There's no creatine in plants. And we do make our own creatine, but we also get creatine from our diet as well. And as we age, we make less and less, so we depend more and more on our diet. So there are so many flaws in the plant-based diet agenda today that no one is paying attention to. And I'm so sad. I'm so sad that there are so many scientists out there promoting this nonsense. And you know what, folks? In the 70s, fat was evil. Carbs were great. Look where we are today. I mean, we keep switching. Now sugar is bad, and plant-based diet is the way to get away from sugar. No, this plant-based agenda is wrong too. We are hybrids. We are designed to eat animal flesh and plants, and we should be eating plenty of both. We shouldn't be excluding any one of those. Now, grain, seeds, I say stay away from them because they cause inflammation. Not everything that we were exposed to in evolution was good for us. Some of it was just to keep us alive long enough to get to the next day. But this nonsense that they're pushing at A4M now, that A, the only way to prolong life is to take metformin because everybody's blood sugar is so screwed up. And B, everybody needs to eat a completely plant-based diet. I really think is a huge disservice to the health and well-being of people everywhere. What did you think about that?
Which part?
When we sat in on several lectures,
mm-hmm.
even Dave Asprey said protein is bad in his discussion.
Several of them said too much protein.
So Dr. Jeff was talking yesterday about it's 14 degrees below zero in Montana.
Really?
Yeah. And I said, I wonder what plants the Indians in Montana, the Native Americans in Montana ate for the 5 months that it was 14 degrees below zero there. What did they pick? What grew underneath the snow that they could, what plants did they eat? And they weren't keeping corn in silos. Okay. What do you think they were eating for the next 6 months of this terrible frost and freezing? Buffalo, deer, salmon, bear. I mean, they were eating animal protein for at least half the year. How do we justify this nonsense, this complete and utter nonsense that we should be eating an exclusively plant-based diet? It just flies in the face of everything we know from evolution. It's just another approach to, you know, people talk about how diseases of modernity. You know what part of modernity is? Being able to think we know what we don't. That's part of modernity.
I was surprised that Dave Asprey took that position.
But here's why. He is a hardcore keto guy. He's all about high fat, very, very low protein, zero carbs. The hardcore keto people, they're like fat, 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 just a little bit of protein, because they're all about being in ketosis. The real merits of the ketogenic diet may actually come from oscillating it throughout the year as opposed to just staying in ketosis forever and ever, number one. But more importantly, there are a lot of people out there who are eating a keto diet and they're eating 1-to-1, 1 gram of protein to 1 gram of fat. And they're excluding carbohydrates and keeping carbs like down below 30 grams a day. And they're producing 1.2, 1.4, 2 millimoles of ketones a day. That's more than enough to power through your workout and live your life. You don't have to be at 4 millimoles a day. You're not trying to eradicate a glioblastoma in your brain. So he's all about fat, 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 fat. No, you know, very little protein and carbs. And these other doctors, they're just about plants. They're not even thinking straight anymore. It's like, oh, no, no, you should just be eating vegetables all day long. You want to see a sick population? Watch this. Watch this. Watch what happens now that people are going to jump from the crappy American diet to the stupid American diet, which is going to be all plants all the time.
So did you know that the DEA says that CBD oil is illegal?
As of January 17th, 15th, or 13th, I forget who it was, that CBD oil will be a Schedule I drug. That puts it right there with heroin.
Why did they do that?
I'll tell you why. So I used CBD oil this weekend. There was a CBD vendor. He gave me a bottle. I tried it. It actually relieved my pain. It did not make me tired or sleepy. It did not cause any type of euphoric or psychotropic effect whatsoever. It was exclusively analgesic. Here's what's going on, folks. The opioid industry is getting crushed, okay? The family that owns OxyContin, the people that produce opioids for pain relief, they're getting crushed. First, in the states that now have legalized marijuana for medicinal use, opioid prescriptions have dropped by 80%. People are going, F the opioids, they make me constipated, I can't work. I'm just going to do a couple hits of pot. I'm going to get hot. Or I'm going to take some pot oil. They get a prescription. So opioid prescriptions have dropped by 80% in states where they have legalized access to marijuana. Then you had Kratom. Everybody was doing Kratom. People who were, ready for this? People who were addicted to opioids used Kratom to get off the opioids. Now you have CBD oil, another analgesic. So what's happening here is pain management has been shifted away from the gold standard opioids to all these other over-the-counter alternatives, and the opioid industry is freaking mad. And they are twisting the arm of the DEA and the FDA, and they're going, you need to stop this crap. You need to put an end to this now. People need to be taking our opioids, and you shouldn't be taking these safer, less addictive alternatives that they can buy at their corner store. Folks, that is all that's going on here. No one has died from Kratom in 100 years. No one is dying from CBD oil, okay? People are dying every day from opioids. Opioid prescriptions are down because people are using Kratom and CBD oil and marijuana, which is legal in some states. And the opioid companies are up in arms, and they are using our government to punish people and make them take opioids instead. This is disgusting. This is exactly what's wrong with government today. This right here.
Evidently, a cannabis attorney out of the University of Denver said that this action is beyond the DEA's authority. The DEA can only carry out the law. They cannot create it. Here they're purporting to create an entirely new category called marijuana extracts, and by doing so, wrest control over all cannabinoids. They want to call all cannabinoids illegal. They don't have the authority to do that.
Yeah, and it's not even coming from marijuana. It's coming from industrial hemp.
Yeah, it says here that hemp can continue to be grown, but it will be illegal if they extract CBD oil from it.
This is an example that the DEA has been corrupted by Big Pharma. That's exact. What you're seeing right now being carried out by the DEA is nothing short of complete and utter corruption. They are a corrupt organization, and they are doing the bidding for the opioid industry that's being crushed. Their prescriptions are down in the dirt. I'm sure that if you look, if anybody out there who's a big stock market person, look at the companies and look at the opioids and look at the drop in prescriptions and look at the drop in profits, and there is why CBD and Kratom are being thrown under the bus and no other. And if the opioid industry had its way, they would get Colorado, Nevada, California. They would outlaw even medicinal marijuana. They would, because it is destroying their profits. Their products destroy lives. The alternatives that people are using, Kratom CBD oil and even marijuana, don't destroy lives. They're safer. They're less addictive. But you won't have access to them because the DEA, corrupt, joining the FDA, the corrupt DEA is now doing the bidding of Big Pharma. Shame on them. Shame on all of them there that are doing this. You're not helping American people. You're hurting the American people. Your job is to protect Americans, not protect industries and corporation, corporate profits. Disgusting.
Well, so many people are addicted to opioids.
Oh, it's terrible. And then once you start taking opioids, you got to take six other drugs, one for constipation, one for this, one for that. I mean, it's terrible. And then people, there are more deaths. I think opioid deaths are only second to heroin deaths today. And that's where, so people, somebody was telling me, the girl who does my teeth, Rachel, she was saying heroin addiction is up in Lexington, Kentucky.
Really?
Heroin addiction is up here in Louisville. Heroin addiction
all over
is
the state. All over the state it is. It's
well, you
terrible.
Know, they start out with OxyContin. They start out with opioids and then they move to heroin. Opioids are a gateway drug. We should be trying to stop people from using opioids. That's what we should be doing. Stay tuned.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Now the deepest discount ever. Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. You get a whopping 21% off single bottles, twin packs, and cases of four of what's being hailed as the single best product people have ever used. This isn't a product you take and say, yeah, I think it's working. Using it before and after just one workout will shock you. This is a game changer when it comes to recovery. Visit Synthogen, SYNTHAGEN.com, and use the code SHR21 to experience steroid-like recovery without steroids. Check it out.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both
Use and endorse CanSee Eye Drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more. You can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. So I want to pick up one other topic about the A4M show. Everybody's talking about metformin. Everybody. Everybody's got their patients on it. They're talking about it from anti-aging standpoint. I just don't get it. I really don't. So, another thing that's been demonized by the anti-aging community is mTOR and ATP production. mTOR and ATP production, one is for energy. The other one is for protein synthesis of muscle, building muscle, repair of tissue, basically. And they look at this as a negative. If you have a lot of mTOR activation, if your body's producing a lot of ATP, you're aging faster. I disagree completely. So blood sugar levels, we know, are harmful. Did that show in 2007. Glucose signaling is what causes cellular senescence, period, end of story. You have a population that has blood sugar going through the roof. If your blood sugar is regularly in the high 90s and hundreds, you are aging faster. Even if you're aging well, you could be aging better. With that being said, everybody's putting everybody on metformin. Metformin, you don't need metformin. If you train, you sleep right, and you eat a diet that does not spike insulin, does not spike blood sugar, all the same benefits you get from taking metformin. Why take the drug? So that you can eat crap food anyway? I mean, I just don't see it. I don't understand why the anti-aging community is embracing metformin when what they need to be embracing is the lifestyle that leads to better aging. But I guess it's because most people don't want to change their behavior. They just want to take a pill. And I predict metformin is going to backfire. I predict 5 years from now, 6 years from now, we're going to look back at this whole metformin craze and realize we missed something. We missed that it blunts mTOR. Dr. Mara DePasquale is talking about something that I really believe in strongly. Youth is associated with an anabolic response. The ability to build muscle is something we attribute to being young. Frailty and muscle loss we attribute to being older. Preserving the anabolic response is the key to longevity. Not shutting down mTOR. Not shutting down ATP production, but improving the quality of both of these. And they're not getting that in the anti-aging community. They're thinking that, oh, no, you want to shut these things down. So you're going to end up with a lot of people who are 90 years old, but they can't get out of a chair because they've lost all their muscle. They've lost all their energy. They've lost all their strength. So that's my prediction. In 10 years from now, we're going to look at this exercise in futility of giving people metformin, and it's going to have backfired. People may live longer, but they're going to be stuck in a wheelchair. Oh, I'm so proud. I'm 103 today, but I can't even wipe my own ass. I mean, that's what you're going to have a population of. So that's my prediction. Okay.
Okay, and then one last story that I wanted to cover is natural remedies to dissolve kidney stones.
We have a friend whose wife has a kidney stone right now.
So kidney stones are a product of...
oxalate.
And it's because of the standard American diet that is high in sugar, sodium. But here it says in animal products.
Interestingly enough.
Results in a buildup of toxins.
So when you have imbalances in certain minerals, your body will start to produce... overproduce this type of sticky calcium. It's called oxalate, and it gathers in the kidneys. One of the things that's been linked to the production of kidney stones is high fructose corn syrup. People who drink soda have kidney stones, period, end of story. Whether they pass them periodically while they're small enough where it just feels like a burning in the urethra, or whether they end up becoming large stones that become painful and have to be shattered using ultrasonic technology, and then they pass them and it's very painful. This is where kidney stones have been coming from for a long time. We know this. People who drink soda get kidney stones. The other things that cause kidney stones are imbalances in electrolytes in general. I mean, if your diet is low in calcium, chances are your body's going to try to keep the calcium in. And that happens at the kidneys. The kidneys embargo. The kidneys' job is to keep the electrolyte balances in the bloodstream proper. Let out more potassium when potassium is high. Preserve sodium when sodium is low. Preserve calcium when calcium is low. So think about it.
So what about this new kettle product that has so much sodium in it?
Well, as long as you're getting potassium and as long as you're getting magnesium and as long as you're getting calcium, as long as you're getting chloride in your diet, it's not a problem. The magic is getting all of them. That's the magic, not just getting one of them in an abundance. The magic is getting all of them. But anyway, so what are they saying you can – there's a couple things that you could do to get rid of kidney stones, right?
Magnesium.
There you go.
Magnesium supplementation.
Now think about this. Why would magnesium supplementation alter calcium accumulation? Oh, maybe it's because the body likes certain ratios.
Studies have shown that magnesium can reduce kidney stones by 92%.
Bingo.
Dandelion root. It works to cleanse the kidneys as well as the whole body. Pomegranate juice. Basil.
Really?
Basil can be made into a tea that is a great kidney toner. And a teaspoon of basil juice with raw honey is an effective treatment to help clear up kidney stones.
Hey, you want to hear something interesting? One of the dangers of high fructose corn syrup consumption, this is from the Weston A. Price Foundation. I thought I remembered this. I didn't want to just blurt it out. This is from Weston A. Price. One of the dangers of high fructose corn syrup is can manipulate the electrolytes in the body. It causes high magnesium, copper, and chromium loss. It causes your body to excrete more magnesium, chromium, and copper.
Interesting.
So think about it, right? If magnesium helps you break down and not develop kidney stones, people who drink a lot of soda with high fructose corn syrup develop kidney stones. It could be because it causes them to pass out more magnesium in their urine. Hey, I thought I remembered that.
Yeah.
There you go. Interesting.
And also, this is an odd one. While riding a roller coaster, it jolts the kidney stones, and the vibration helped them to pass.
Really? Well, then I would imagine renting a Harley Davidson hardtail motorcycle for a weekend would also help that. But it's got to be painful as hell. Those stones in your kidneys are so painful. So painful.
And so your friend that his wife has?
Yeah. So she went to have them broken apart with ultrasound, but she hasn't passed them all yet. And it's very painful. She's taking painkillers because it's so painful. And I don't know if she drinks soda.
Why doesn't she just change her diet?
Well, she needs to increase her magnesium. So that's what we're going to tell her, right? We're going to tell her to listen to this show. And she has to increase her magnesium intake. If she is drinking soda, she needs to cut that out. If she's drinking any kind of high fructose syrup, high fructose corn syrup, she needs to cut that out. And pay more attention to her electrolyte intake. That's all. See, doctors tell you, oh, you got to cut back on your calcium. These stones are made out of calcium. We got to get the calcium. Doctors don't. No, you got to up your magnesium. oh, and animal products, they have toxins. Don't eat those. That has nothing to do with this. The kidneys are trying to regulate electrolytes in the bloodstream. Oh, man. Sometimes I just want to bang my head against the wall. Anyway, what else do we have to talk about?
I think that's it.
And this is the last show for the year. Casual Friday.
Yeah, it's kind of sad, isn't it? The last Casual Friday.
Yeah, but then 2017 will be here before you know it.
Yes.
And we got a lot of exciting things going on next year. Hopefully, we'll see some changes in healthcare, too, next year.
Everybody have a happy holiday.
Yes, happy holiday. Merry Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah. I don't know what other holidays I'm missing. I'm sorry if I am, but all of them. And, of course, Happy New Year.
Yes.
And we'll see everybody in 2017 for Casual Friday. I'll be back next week. We've got more shows next week, so don't miss that. And thank you for listening today.
Bye.